Good morning, brothers and sisters. Today we have come back to Jude. This is an interesting book that every local church must read and study. Every pastor should preach this small epistle in their churches. The reason to preach on Jude is to protect and shepherd the church as servants of the Lord. Sheep have the problem of forgetting the spiritual things. Preaching helps them to remember the warnings about false teachers. God's word is the instrument to regenerate. God's word is the instrument to sanctify us. It helps us to protect ourselves from false teachings and false teachers. Bible warns us many times, brothers and sisters. Preaching helps them. Preaching helps us, each and every one of us, to escape from false teachers. We tell our children, don't put your finger into the hole of switchboard. Did you say any time? We say, because that is very dangerous. Then we say to our children, don't drive your bike very speedily. Wear helmet, so that to escape from the danger. I have received many time messages from my bank. They send, don't share your PIN code, your bank details to anybody. I hope you received many times. We should not share the bank details to others. That will be dangerous. You know what will happen after that. There are many things. If you go on the street, on the road, then you can see transformer, current transformer. You can see that danger. Those are the warnings, so that we should not thirst. We must have the safety. We should not do what they are warning. The same way, brothers and sisters, if we forget the warnings in the scripture about false teachers, then church is in the danger. Scripture is warning against false teachers, about false teaching. Especially Jude, he warns about false teachers. See, Jude was 17 to 19. Today we are going to study Jude verse 17 to 19. But you, beloved, ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they were saying to you, in the last time there will be mockers, following after their own lusts, ungodly lusts. These are the ones who cause divisions, worldly minded, devoid of the Spirit. We see this passage, we can say theme of this passage is remembering the apostolic warnings against apostates. Verse 17 says, beloved, ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostles of Lord Jesus Christ. Meaning of this, the word remembering, to recollect information from memory. We can say recollect, remind oneself. Please remember, recollect the warnings of apostles against apostates. The words of apostles are objects of remembering. The church must remember those words, because their teaching, apostle teaching, has edification of the church. He explains the warnings of apostles about false teachers in verse 18. That they were saying to you, in the last time there shall be mockers, following after their own ungodly lust. Jude quoted these words from 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 3, which says, know this, first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts. But Jude added some more characteristics to that. Look at verse 19. These are the ones who cause divisions, worldly minded, devoid of spirit. See, this passage is clearly explaining the church must remember. Church must, don't forget, should not forget the apostle teaching, apostle's warnings. Actually, Jude wrote about characteristics of false teachers from verse 4 onwards. But he did not preach, he did not teach about unknown things of false teachers, but just reminding the church once again. See verse 5, he said. Verse 5, he says, now I desire to remind you. He is reminding. He is not teaching new things about false teachers. Just he is reminding. Jude reminded all past apostates, present false teachers who are like them. Up to verse 13, if you see. In verse 14 to 16, he reminded us about Enoch, who prophesied on these men. We have studied that. Then finally, verse 17 to 19, he is reminding apostles' warning about false teachers. Brothers and sisters, false teachers were not new to early church. At the same time, they are not new to us. They were there to contend for the sound doctrine, to stand for the sound doctrine. We must remember apostolic warnings against apostates. Two reasons to remember the apostolic warnings. First reason to remember the apostolic warnings is apostles represent the authority of Christ. Apostles represent the authority of Christ. See, look at verse 17 says, ought to remember, beloved brothers, ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostle of Lord Jesus Christ. They are apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Apostles have spoken the words of God. Here Jude answers why we must listen to their words, why we must obey their words, why we must care apostles' teaching, because they are apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. The meaning of apostle is sent one, or one who was sent by the Lord Jesus Christ. They did not come by themselves. Lord Jesus Christ sent them. So we care about their lessons. We care about their teachings. We must remember their teaching. He said, our Lord. This itself shows that we are servants of Christ and He is the Lord. So we must remember apostles' teaching, warnings, because our Lord sent apostles. He only sent them, so we must listen their voice. Brothers and sisters, apostles were gifted men with Christ's authority, who were authorized by the Lord Jesus Christ to write inspired scripture. They laid the foundation, they formed the pattern of the church. They have physical eyewitness to the resurrected Jesus Christ. They were appointed by Lord Jesus Christ. So we must listen their teachings. We must listen their teachings. They represent Christ's authority. They represent Christ's authority. Who can speak, act with authority of sender? They are ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ, messengers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can see two qualities of apostles. First quality of apostles of Christ is they see danger before it strikes. They see danger before it strikes. Verse 17. It says, the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. The words that were spoken beforehand, the words said beforehand, the focus is on the fact these were spoken before the time of the writing of Jude's letter. Apostles see danger clearly beforehand because they were inspired by God. The Lord Himself was the first apostle, right? He has seen the danger of false teachers. Matthew chapter 7 verse 15. We see, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Jesus, He has seen, He prophesied, He said, be aware, false teachers will come. Not only Jesus, Paul said, Paul, an apostle, the one who experienced ministries, he traveled 3 missionary journeys. He planted the church. He shared the gospel. He taught many churches. Through his experiences, he has seen many false teachers. He understood the false teachers will come to destroy the church. Even Paul reminded, you know, Acts chapter 20, verse 29 to 30, we can see, I know that. He said, I know that. After my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among you, angels, men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. They are going to steal the people in the church. They are going to destroy the faith in the disciples of Christ. Jesus said, Paul said, not only apostles, brothers and sisters, true teachers who are following apostles' teaching, they can see danger before it strikes. Do you remember Martin Luther? He recognized, he has seen before the problem, the dangerous teaching of Pope and their destructible teachings. Then he taught the gospel. He came out of that. Because of him, I think we are Protestants, right? Otherwise, everybody is following Pope. Everybody following false teachers. Work-based salvation. Not pointing Christ, not following Christ, just traditions of people. But Martin Luther has seen the danger of false teachings. What I am saying here, not only apostles, those who are following apostle teaching, they can discern. They can see what is wrong, what is right. If you are following, if you are reading apostle teaching, definitely you can discern. You can discern. If you know the word, you can discern the false teaching. The second quality of apostles of Christ is they teach the word earnestly. They teach word earnestly. See verse 17. Beloved, the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 18. They were saying to you, in the last time there shall be mockers following after their own ungodly lust. Jude says in verse 18, see, they were saying to you, their action is frequently used to indicate regular activity in pastime. Here the idea is apostles spoke regularly, habitually, to the church against apostates, against false teachers. We can see the earnestness of their teaching. They were teaching regularly against false teachers. They are warning, because that is the idea, Greek idea here. They were saying to you, this continuous action, they were saying, they are not silent, they were saying to you, just I am bringing those reminders. Remember apostle teachings. For example, we have seen Paul, but in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 to 15, he mentions about Paul's teachers. He says, don't be surprised. Deceitful workers will come. They call themselves apostles of Christ. No wonder even Satan made himself as angel of light. Even these false teachers look like true teachers, but they are not true. They made themselves apostles. They made themselves their true teachers, but they are not. Paul reminded, brothers and sisters, you cannot identify who is true teacher, who is false teachers, if you are not reading the Bible. But if you read the Bible, if you obey the, if you listening apostles' teaching, you can understand clearly. Then Paul says, whose end will be according to their deeds. Even Jude mentioned many times in this small epistle. They were reserved for the darkness, eternal darkness. Not only Paul, Peter warned about them. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1. That there will also be false teachers who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying master who bought them, bringing ship destruction upon themselves. Even Peter warned, Jude here warning against them. Then we know Apostle John, he himself wrote 1 John chapter 4 verse 1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. See, they are not silent. They are teaching. They are teaching about these people. False teachers will come from Jesus to Peter, Paul, and Jude, and John. They are teaching about these things. These things are not new. Don't be surprised by seeing false teachers. They were teaching about these people. Just you remind, I am reminding you those things. Please remember, recollect for those things. Here, Jude is saying, brothers and sisters, what we must do to avoid these false teachers? What we have to do? Acts chapter 2 verse 42. They were continually devoting themselves to apostle teachings. They are continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching. We must read. We must study the apostles' teaching. Build discernment. Brothers and sisters, we have to build discernment. Otherwise, we will fall in their temptations. Acknowledging. Learning the teaching is very important. It's the best way to avoid errors. Best way to avoid errors. If we are not studying the Bible properly, if we are not building the doctrines properly, if we are not focusing on the Word of God properly, then we will follow those people. Just we must study fully. That is the lesson we must learn. The second reason to remember the apostolic warnings is apostates destroy the church. If you are not listening apostolic teaching, then you allow these people to come into your church and they destroy our churches. Five key marks of apostates that we can discern. First key mark of apostates that we can discern is they mock God's truth. They mock God's truth. Look at verse 18. It says, they were saying to you, in the last time there shall be mockers. They mock God's truth. In the last time refers to period between Christ's first and second comings. These false teachers mock the second coming of Christ, any teaching of the scripture. We know Jude quoted from Peter, but Peter quoted from other prophets, other apostles. If we see 2 Peter 3 verse 2, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 2 says, you should remember the words spoken beforehand by holy prophets and commandment of the Lord and Savior spoken by your apostles. Jude quoted other apostles, holy prophets. Again, here Jude is quoting them. Peter explained how they mock in same chapter 3 verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 4. He said, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. When he will come? Are these Christians are telling, teachers are telling, he will come, he will come, he will come. But when he will come? People are coming and going, dying. He is not when he will come, he won't come. These people are, Christians are mad. They are believing second coming of Christ. Like this, false teachers mock God's truth. They won't believe second coming of Jesus Christ. Why do they mock the second coming of Christ? Because they do not want to be accountable to the divine judge. They don't want to be accountable to divine judge. They are not moral people. That's why they mock. He won't come. He won't judge. They won't believe that. Not only his second coming, they may fun of rapture, millennium. They may make fun of cross. How he will die on the cross. How it is possible if he die on the cross, how he saves all sinners. There are many things to make fun of God's truth. These false teachers used to do that. They will do. They do. They mock revelation of God. They may mock of. They may make fun of virgin birth and the resurrection of Christ. There are many things from the scripture. They mock God's truth. For example, if you see Luke chapter 16 verse 14. Luke chapter 16 verse 14. Now the Pharisees, who are lovers of money, were listening to all this teaching. They were scoffing at him because Christ said, you cannot serve God and wealth. Christ said, you cannot serve God and wealth. Then these Pharisees were laughing at him, made fun about him. These are the ways. Whenever scripture says, whenever God says one truth, if they don't like, they make fun of it. They make fun of it. Because they are lovers of the money. He is telling don't love money, love God. So they are hating. They are making fun about Jesus Christ. These are the example we can see in the scripture. Their mocking is always on God's truth, brothers and sisters. And God himself. They mock on God. They mock on Jesus Christ. These are the key marks of false teachers. We must be aware of. We must discern. We must see. We know liberals and evolutionists. They deny the scripture. They deny God created whole creation within 6 days. How is it possible? How God creates whole creation within 6 days, literal days? It is impossible. They won't believe word of God. They won't believe God's truth. How did Jonah stay 3 days in fish stomach? We can't believe it. These are the ways, brothers and sisters. They will mock. They won't believe. But we believe. We believe. Because we believe God, who is the true teller, not false teller. He won't lie, brothers and sisters. If he says, it is like that. We must believe. But these false teachers, they won't believe. They mock on God's truth. That is the key mark. You remember, you feed in your mind. Whenever anybody is making fun of God's word, that is the key mark. You must remember. Brothers and sisters, you must recognize those people. You must run away from those people. If you have fellowship with these people, they will steal your hope in second coming of Christ. They will steal your faith in the Bible if you have fellowship with them. Whom you are, you have fellowship, brothers and sisters. Sunday you are coming. Bible study you are coming. Remaining times, when you are watching YouTube, when you are reading some books, which books you are reading? Which preaching you are listening? Be careful. Are they mocking on God's truth? Please run away from those people, brothers and sisters. The second key mark of apostates that we can discern is they follow godless desires. They follow godless desires. See verse 18. Verse 18 says, following after their own ungodly lusts. The word ungodly is used in verse 4, if you see, and repeated three times in verse 15. Their ungodly words, their ungodly deeds. Such mockers will be following after their own ungodly lust. Those who mock second coming of Christ, they will follow their ungodly deeds. That is second key mark of apostates. They have no capacity to live holy life. They live only in sinful life. They only fulfill their sinful desires. The word ungodly means in Greek, you see, not having devotion, sincere devotion to God. Not worshipping God sincerely. We can say not having reverence to God, to Christ. That is the meaning of ungodly. They worship, they speak, they sing, but they are not singing sincerely. They are not worshipping Christ sincerely. That is called ungodly. They don't have connection with Christ. That is the meaning of ungodly. If they don't have connection with Christ, if they are not respecting and giving honor to Christ, then they will do their sinful acts. Because of that result, because they don't have devotion with Christ, because they are not worshipping Christ sincerely, because they are very far from Christ, they are following their ungodly deeds. Those who have sincere faith, sincere worship toward Christ, they cannot live in that mud, in that whatever it is, sin. They cannot satisfy, they cannot joyful in their sins. Those who have real connection with Christ, those who have real worship, worshiping Christ. These are the difference, brothers and sisters. They are living in their sins because they don't believe the judgment of God. They believe there is no second coming. They believe there is no God, so that they can fulfill their ungodly lust. Not only here, brothers and sisters, Jude said, verse 16, following after their own lusts. You see, verse 4, he says, ungodly persons who turn the grace of God into licentiousness. They misuse the grace of God. God saved us. God saved us by grace. So I can live whatever. I do whatever things I do because God's grace. Of course, we were saved by grace, but we should not disrespect the cross of Christ. We should not misuse the grace of Christ. You see, verse 7, he says in Jude, they are unfaithful to their spouse. They are homosexuals like Sodom and Gomorrah. Verse 8, he says, they defile the flesh. The key mark of apostates we can discern is their ungodliness. They follow their ungodly desires. They don't live holy life. They won't fear Christ. They won't follow Christ. Just cheating people, deceiving people like following Christ, but they are not holy. They are not following Christ. Brothers and sisters, if we as Christians don't have devotion, reverence to Christ, even we as Christians will fall into the same sins of apostates. We cannot say these people are like that. If we are not careful, if we are not worshipping Christ carefully, if we are not having reverence to Christ, we may fall, you may fall, Christian may fall. I have seen some Christians. They are coming to church. They are leading godly life. Then they stop coming to church. Then they are near to the world, living in sins, and stop coming to the church also because of their sins. Because they are not loving Christ, they are far from Christ, they are living in sins. Brothers and sisters, but we don't have glorified bodies to be without sin, but we have our unredeemed body. Christ will change our unredeemed body into glorious, sinless body in the future. But we must not play with sins. We must be holy because Christ is holy. But I can't say which sin you have, but you know where you are struggling. Please have good relationship with Christ. Please have a sincere devotion with Christ. He will help you. He will help you to overcome those sins, brothers and sisters. Third key mark of apostates that we can discern is they divide God's church. They divide the church. Verse 19. These are the ones who cause divisions. The idea of causing divisions is drawing boundaries to disjoin, making parts. You can say one body, if you take one body and taking hands cut out and legs cut out, separating the body of Christ. That is the idea we see here. Cause divisions within the church over many things, especially the issue of morality and doctrine. Because of their teaching, because of their doctrine, because of their wicked life, they will separate. They cause the division in the church. False teachers have caused the creation of factions within the Christian community. I want to say, I have seen one video, news channel. Like this, one pulpit is there. Another pulpit is there. Then two pastors standing, each pulpit. This pastor has his congregation. That pastor has that congregation. Then everybody is fighting. Our worship should start first. We should preach first. Recently, NTV in Andhra Pradesh, they telecasted that. See, within the church, divisions are coming. Because of one person who is unbeliever, one apostate, they're creating the problem in the churches. These things are happening. You know, last time we heard from 1 Corinthians, because of chicken, they went to court. Small things. There are one unbeliever, apostate, creating divisions in the church. In the church, brothers and sisters, to cause strong difference of opinions among people. A strong difference between groups of people. Cause the believers to separate into groups. To separate into groups. That is the idea. These false teachers, they have goal. They have this key mark dividing the church. What are the ways the false teachers cause divisions? If you see, for example, by promoting self-righteousness. We see Luke chapter 18, 10 to 11. If you see that verse, two men went up into temple to pray, one Pharisee and other tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, unjust, adulterous, even like this tax collector. God, did you see this tax collector? I am not like this person. I am special category. I am more spirituality. I have more spirituality. This person is, please separate this person. In that way he is praying, showing, promoting self-righteousness. I am superior than that brother. I am superior than that sister. Making divisions in the church. These are the ways. By promoting self-righteousness, by teaching their preferences, their opinions, their traditions in the church. We see Mark chapter 7, verse 5. You remember the story? What happened? This man will decide what people should eat, how people should eat. The Pharisees and scribes asked Jesus, why do your disciples not walk according to traditions of elders, but eat their bread with impure hands? Your disciples are not washing their hands before eating. They are not following traditions of elders. See, teaching, promoting their traditions, not Bible. Not focusing on word of God, just focusing on their traditions and implementing their tradition into the church. These are the ways these people are causing division in the church. The another way we can say, by teaching wrong doctrines, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, but the Spirit explicitly says that in the later times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. See, verse 3, it says, men who forbid marriage. See, these people are damaging marriage. They did not read Genesis chapter 1 and 2. If they read Genesis chapter 2 especially, they won't say like this. We have to understand, they won't read Bible carefully. They won't read Bible. Just tell their own doctrines. We have seen many nuns, right? Because of these teachings, demon teachings. Man should marry, women should marry, bear children. That is the purpose of God, not living alone. There are some exceptions, but every man, every woman should marry. But these people teach their own doctrines, demon doctrines, to create divisions. If you see those nuns, they are very separate. Did you see? We can recognize them. But if you see, anybody sees us, they won't say we are Christians. They say, unbelievers say, these are the Christians. Because they have formal dress, they have code, they have systematic things. For example, I am saying, there are many things, many doctrines these false teachers teach in the church, teach on their pulpit, the people are confused. People are confused. You know, 1 John chapter 4, verse 2 and 3, you know, false teachers teach that Jesus Christ has not come into the flesh. Jesus is not human, fully human. Some people teach that. They divide the church. Some people go after their people. Then they say, Jesus Christ did not come from God. He did not come from God. Just he is man. Like that, there are many teachings. They teach in the churches to cause divisions. Brothers and sisters, this is also sin of Christians in the churches. Don't make your preferences as a command to others. Don't make a party by following different preachers in one church. I know why they are fighting each other. Two pulpits are there. Why they are fighting? Because of following men. Because we are learning many things from 1 Corinthians. Just I am giving example. Following men, dividing the church. Don't divide the church basis on food you eat. Oh, let's start dividing. This is pork batch. This is beef batch. This is vegetable batch. They are not belongs to me. These people are not belongs to me. We have fellowship only with these people. We are Govans. These people are non-locals. We are non-locals. These people are Govans. So we don't have fellowship with them. These are the ways causing divisions. Which shirt that person should wear? Which dress that sister should wear? You cannot tell. There are different traditions in India. There are different culture in India. But we cannot put our preferences, opinions on somebody else. We should not divide our church based on small things. Food, dress code, whatever it is. Your dislikes, likes, which is not in the Bible. We cannot promote our likes, dislikes to others. If we do, we are dividing the groups, brothers and sisters. The Pharisees are doing the same things. But there are people in the churches who like these kind of things. Maybe they are believers, but they are not thinking seriously. Just living casually. But we must take very seriously, brothers. You remember Korah? Korah, he divided the congregation for the leadership. Why he gathered? Arey, this Moses is being a leader. So I should start my leadership. I should gather some people, become leader. He has done. It is like this. I am speaking some of you. Then I am telling, Pastor Sammy is not good. Please follow me. Then I create a new church. He has done same thing. Korah done like that. Jude, Holy Spirit, being practically explaining to the church, be careful. We should not, there are some people who cause divisions in the church. For the leadership, for other things, for the preferences, there are many issues. But we must be careful. We should not divide Christ's church. Because church belongs to Christ, not ours, brothers and sisters. Church belongs to Christ. Fourth key mark of apostates that we must discern. They are natural men, not spiritual men. They are natural men, not spiritual men. Verse 19. It says, worldly minded. The term translated worldly minded is literally in Greek natural. New Testament, it is used by people who put emphasis on physical rather than spiritual. Who depends upon their natural instincts rather than the help of Holy Spirit. These people consider themselves spiritual. Other Christians as non-spiritual are natural. But here Jude says clearly, worldly people who are natural, unspiritual, earthly, worldly person who does not understand what can only be understood by help of Holy Spirit. They cannot understand. You see 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. It says, but a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually upraised. See, they are not able to understand spiritual things. Just they are able to understand worldly things, unspiritual things. Jude said, right, verse 10, but these reveals the things which they do not understand, the things which they know by instinct, like unreasoning animals. They cannot understand worldly things. They cannot understand spiritual things, just they are natural people. They just focus on physical things, not spiritual things. The fifth key mark of apostates that we can discern is they don't have the Spirit. They don't have the Spirit. Verse 19. The word of the Spirit. Here the Spirit refers to the Spirit of God. These false teachers are described a devoid of the Spirit, literally not having the Spirit. Worldly people, these people are worldly, at the same time they don't have Spirit in them. these people declare themselves to be spiritual, but they do not have the Spirit of God. They are not guided by the Spirit. This is the indication that they are not believers. They are not born again people, just unbelievers. But they crept into the church. Jude says, verse 4, they were long beforehand marked out for the condemnation. Verse 4, he said, because they are not believers, but they are preaching, they are in the church. They have big meetings, they have big bungalows, big church buildings, many people to come. But people think they are godly preachers, but they are not believers at all. They don't have spirit. That is the fifth key mark of apostates. Distinction between non-believers and believers is the believer has the spirit dwelling in him. Romans 8 verse 9. However, you are not in the flesh, but the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, but if anyone does not have spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. No spirit, no Christ. If spirit is not in the people, in those people, Christ is not in those people. We have seen many key marks that they are worldly people. They mock God's truth. They follow their ungodly desires. Whatever it is, the all characteristics of false teachers which were mentioned by Jude, the result of this reason, they don't have the spirit in them. They are self-centered, greedy, prideful men, not trusting Christ, ungodly words they spoke, and ungodly actions, their fruitless ministry, their dangerous influence, their unstable destiny are result of this reason. Whatever characteristics you see from verse 4 to 19 is all things coming because they are not believers. Christ did not save them. Spirit, Holy Spirit is not in them. Because of that, they are having this all kind of ungodly characteristics. Brothers and sisters, praise God for His salvation. Praise God. He gave new birth through His Spirit. He sent His Spirit to dwell in us. He intercedes us. He helps us to live holy life. You know, fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5:22. These results, not because of our strength, not because of our greatness, not because of our wisdom, just Christ saved us. Holy Spirit is in us, dwells us. So that is also great blessing. Great blessing. Two reasons to remember apostolic warnings against apostates. First reason, apostles represent the authority of Christ. Apostates destroy the church. Because of those reasons, we must remember apostolic warnings. We must talk about false teachers, but if you are not careful, then you may do same sin as these false teachers. To avoid this, have fellowship with the church. Teach one another, exhort one another. Otherwise, you may be attracted by these men and women. You don't forget your ATM pin code. If it is necessary, you write it in your diary, because that is important. You don't forget your family's birthdays, anniversaries, because that is important. You don't forget your property. You tell your children before you meet Jesus Christ, I have our land here. I have a land here. You won't forget. You will tell to your children, I deposited some amount here. LIC I has done. You take that amount. Before die, you tell. You won't forget. You don't forget to lock your house before coming to church because of fear of robbers. You won't forget those things. But you forget the apostolic teaching. God's word you forget, which helps us to contend sound doctrine, because you think it is not important, but it is important than other things. I am not saying those are not important. Those are important. These are many, many, very, very important. God may help us to remember God's teaching, to contend the sound doctrine. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you. Lord, help us to contend for sound doctrine, to fight for the sound doctrine. Lord, we are weak. We need your strength. Lord, protect our church, Cornerstone Community Church. Not only this church, all over churches, other churches, godly churches, Lord, you protect them. Lord, we believe you, we worship you. You are protecting us from apostates. Lord, help us to follow you. Help us to read your word, meditate your word, Lord, so that we may know the truth, what is right, what is wrong. Lord, help us bless this church. In Jesus' name I pray.